Okay, so the goal of the Shire is to, like I said, actually finish on the second one. Like, that is the stated goal. I will report the Shire, I will record the Shire, I will try to make sure that they go up every single day within a couple of hours of when I give them. That way they will, in fact, go up. That way they will, in fact, be available for anybody who does happen to be desirous of catching up. The reason that I picked McGill beyond that is that if somebody prefers to catch up by just using Askrell, it's a relatively easy one. Or by not using it, whatever catch-up method you want, it's hopefully going to be not too hard. Beyond that, okay. So the structure of the Masechta. Oh, sorry, one more thing. I always thought when I gave an Am Yomi Shir in Gush, which started in the same sort of way. And interestingly, also started with 12 people, a group of 15 by the end. So you know, I'm hopeful. Right. I told them that what I promise you is I finish within half an hour. Now, here I have an extra incentive because I will finish by 7:55 because we need to put on our talisman's villain. Well, villain, maybe talisman, don't know. But yeah. So that is the goal. Oh, yeah, how are you? The Gemara's over there. They were in no particular order as far as I know. Maybe there's some mysterious order.
For everybody who's listening, we need a new librarian.
No, there is one.
There is one?
Yeah, Naomi Aaron-Prince.
Oh, wonderful.
It's just a lot of work.
Yeah. Okay.
What are we reading again?
McGill. Yeah. Okay, fine. That's just what the Shire is, what the idea is. I will finish by 7:55, as in I will actually cut myself off. So, but I'm hoping that won't be often necessary too often. Okay, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. One more thing. The structure of the Masechta, right, is built around the Megillah, but not in the way you think. And this is, by the way, common, right? Masechtas of Gemara often don't spend that much time talking about their actual topic, right? Megillah is unusual in that it spends about half the Masechta talking about Megillah. That's a lot. It's basically structured in the following way. The first perek discusses when the Megillah can be read, but goes on a very extended tangent about comparison between different other things that look similar, like Shabbos and Yom Tov, things like that, right? The second perek deals primarily with the halachas of how to read the Megillah. Right, the third perek segues from that and deals with other things that require a minyan, or either lechatchila b'dieved, like davening, like Kriyas Torah, etc. And the fourth perek is about the building in which all of that happens, a shul. Okay? So, now, like I said, the goal would be to finish the Purim related bits by Purim, which is doable on the timetable if we actually do this every single day. Okay? Fine. Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Megillah nikreis b'yud alef b'yud beis b'yud gimel b'yud alef b'tesvav alepachos v'lo yisir. So, the Megillah can be read occasionally on the 11th of Adar, on the 12th of Adar, on the 13th of Adar, on the 14th of Adar, and on the 15th of Adar, which is Purim, right? Which is Purim, Shoshan Purim, sorry. The 14th is Purim, and the 15th is Shoshan Purim. It cannot be read before the 11th, ever, and it cannot be read after the 15th, ever. Oh, by the way, also, I'm going to move relatively fast again. That's the format. But if somebody has a question, please do stop me. I prefer to not finish an Amud for today and catch up tomorrow and have people understand properly. Okay. Right, so the cities that have a wall around them from the times of Yehoshua, right, read on the 15th and not on the 14th. Why? Because, I'm going to explain it now because this doesn't appear in the Gemara, right? The reason why, according to Yerushalmi, the reason why is because Shushan has a wall, right? But Shushan doesn't necessarily have a wall from the time Yehoshua ben Nun. The reason why, says the Yerushalmi, that we base it from the time Yehoshua ben Nun is because even on a festival which is about something that happened in Galus, really has no relevance to Eretz Yisrael, we want to give some cover to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Okay, so he says, Kfarim v'ayoris gdolos korin b'yudal. So the villages and the larger cities should read on the 14th, which is the day of Purim itself, right? Ella, rather, shakfarim makdimin liyam knisa. Rather, but the kfarim, the villages, will actually end up reading Megillah specifically, not the other mitzvahs of Purim, right? Right? The kfarim, the villages, will read the Megillah earlier on the day of the market when they come into the town for a market day before Purim, right? He says, Ketzad, how would this happen? Chal liyos b'yudala yudal b'sheni. So if Purim falls on the 14th, right, and that's a Monday this year, and if that were a Monday this year, then the villages and the larger cities would all read on the 14th, and the cities with walls, which have walls around them, will raid on the 15th, which is a Tuesday. Okay. So if Purim falls on Tuesday or on Wednesday, meaning the 14th falls on Tuesday or on Wednesday, then that'll be the day that cities read on, right? That's the day we read Megillah on. I remember there are three other mitzvahs of Purim, right? Matanas Levyonim, Seuda, and Mishloach Manos, right? Those three are not always what is being discussed. All that is being discussed is Kriyas Megillah right now, right? The cities with walls around them will read on either Wednesday or Thursday, as appropriate, and the villagers will read on Monday, because they're going to read on the market day when they come in before Purim, right? And that'll be and that will mean they would read either on the 13th or the 12th, right? Chal yoyz bechamishi kfarim ayaris dolos korin bo bayom uchas chomo le'machar, right? Right, if Purim falls on Thursday, the Kfarim, right, the villages and the large cities will read on that day, because Monday and Thursday were the market days in the time of Chazal, right? And the large cities will the large cities have walls, will read Megillah on Friday, which is the 15th. Chal liyot ere Shabbos Kfarim mukdim v'yom ha'knisa v'yarek do'es mukaf v'eschoma korin bo v'yom. Right? What happens if Purim falls on Friday, which means that Shushan Purim falls on Shabbos, right? So then the villages will read on Thursday, which is the 13th, right? The cities without walls will read on the 14th, which is Friday, and so will the cities which have walls, says the Mishnah, because Purim has fallen on Shabbos, and you can't read Megillah on Shabbos. We're going to learn about why in the Gemara. Okay? Chal yos b'Shabbos, kfarim v'yaris dolos, makdimin, v'korin bo b'yom, v'korin l'yom ha'knisa, v'mukafas koma l'machar. Right. What happens if Purim falls on Shabbos itself? Hello, good morning. What happens if Purim falls on Shabbos? Right. Then we read Megillah on Thursday in the villages and in the cities, because we can't read Megillah on Shabbos. Right. And in the cities which have walls, they'll read Megillah on Sunday, which is the 15th. Right. What happens if Purim falls on Sunday? Then the villagers will read on Thursday, which is the 11th. Right? Cities read on Sunday, and the cities which have walls will read on Monday, which is the 15th. Any questions up until this point? No? Okay, so in the Gemara, I was going to say, Megillah nikreis biyud aleph minalan. So the Gemara asks, what is a very obvious question? You're starting to tell me the Megillah read on that day, on this day, or whatever. How do I know I'm meant to read the Megillah at all? Or I'm meant to read the Megillah? Right. How do I know that I can read it on the 11th? Right? How is that this is very strange. It says, Minalan, says the Gemara, says, what do you mean? No problem, right? We're going to say it very soon, the Gemara says, we are going to say it in a minute. But I'll tell you now, right? Chachamim wanted to make a call. They wanted to be more lenient on the people who were in the villages, right? So that they should be able to read on the market day. Good morning.
Good morning.
That they should be able to read Megillah on the market day before Purim. That way, on Purim itself, they'll have time to bring food in to the cities so that people can buy food for the Seuda, and the people in the Kfarim will have already read Megillah, so they won't be stressed about doing that, and then they wouldn't have time to come into town. Okay? Yeah? So it says, Anan Hachi Kamran. So the Gemara says, no, I was asking a slightly different question. Michti kulhu an sheknetzagdola takninhu de iltakadaitach an sheknetzagdola yudavitesvav takun asrabana beakri takanta de sakinu an sheknetzagdola. So it says, if this was all established by the an sheknetzagdola. Okay, who were the an sheknetzagdola? This is a very, very unclear question, right? And the Anshei Knesset HaGdola lived sometime after the time of Shimon HaTzadik, right? who is a Kohen Gadol, who, according to Maseches Avos, lived in fairly early in Beit Sheni. When exactly, we don't know. There are different theories about when he lived. Right, he might have lived really one of the very early Kohanim Gadolim of Beit Sheni. He may have lived a little bit later in the time of Alexander the Great, like Gemara and Kiddushin seems to imply. Not totally clear, right? And then, from then on, until the Zugos, right? So, a few generations before Hillel and Shammai, right? There started to be this phenomenon that the Sanhedrin would be led by a pair. One was the president of the Sanhedrin, meaning the absolute head of the Sanhedrin, and one was the Av Beis Din. He was the one sort of the procedural head of the Sanhedrin. They would work together. Hillel was the absolute head, and Shammai was the procedural head, right? So until that time, right, there was this group of people who was establishing halakha called Anshiknas Lagdola. Now, they probably, at least the Gemara and Gilas seems to imply that they had 120 members, not the 71 that we're used to from the Sanhedrin, right? They made a lot of takanos, which are fundamental to Judaism, like, you know, Shemoneh Esrei, like most of the brachos, right? So, Purim is also as another one of the takanos of Anshiknas Lagdola. So, he says, it must have been done by Anshiknas Lagdola, right? Because if it was that was not done, thank you very much. If it was
one regular one,
yeah, one it should be. Thank you. Yeah. If it was not done by Anshiknas Lagdola, then how could it be that later on another Sanhedrin, another Beis Din would change it? We know from a Mishnah Maseches Eduyos in the first parak that a Beis Din may not change the takana of an earlier Beis Din unless it is more important than that Beis Din. If it's Godman or it's greater than them in both number, meaning having more people, that's how the Anshiknas go. Like I said, there were 120 of them, right? And Chochma, and they have to be more wise. And again, that's going to be tough with Anshiknas Lagdola because we generally view them as like the sort of wisest rabbis who had lived since Moshe Rabbeinu type of thing. Okay? So it must have been part of the... So it couldn't be that Rabbanim came along and changed the Tachanam of Anshiknas Lagdola. It makes no sense.
No, it's why do you want to stay your best?
And we have a Mishnah that says that a Beis Din can't change what another Beis Din did unless it's greater than them in Chochma and Minyan. Right, rather, it's obvious that the Anshei Knesset Gedolah were the one who came to create this Tachana. It says, Heicha Ramiza. Where do we have? But in that case, what else would happen in the Anshiknas Lagdola? It's how the Anshiknas Lagdola, you know, more or less. The Megillah itself was written. So we should have some clue of this fact in the Megillah itself. Right? Like Mordechai was probably a member of the Anshiknas Lagdola, most people assume. Right? So there should be some clue about this in the text of the Megillah. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Lost my place. Where am I? I completely lost my place.
Amar Rav Shemin
Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chas Rav Shemin Bar Abba is the name of Rabbi Yochanan. There's a pasuk. Lakayim is Yemei HaPurim Ha'ele Bizman Nehem. Zmanim Harbe Tiknu Lehem. Says Rabbi Yochanan. Right. The pasuk says to fulfill these days of Purim in their times. What do I mean in their times? There are many times for Purim, for the Megillah. Right, the days of Purim, not just, you know, one. It says, Hai mi ba'ele le gufe. So it says, no. We need that for something else. What do we need that for? How do we know there's obviously more than one day of Purim? No, Shushan Purim, right? Right, in other words, nobody's disputing that there's Shushan Purim, and that's explicit in the Megillah. Right? So why would you assume Bismanihem means more than 2 days? In other words, it clearly means more than one, that's true, but how do we know it means more than two? Right? It's a plural, but two is already a plural. Imken, Leimar Kumar, Zman. Mai Zmanihem, Zmanim Tuva. Right? So it says, then it should have said Bisman. Why should it have said Bisman and not Bismanihem? Right? Why shouldn't it have had the plural? Because you've already told me literally, explicitly in Megillah, that there's a day of Purim on the 14th and day for the cities on the 15th. That's in the Megillah. Right? So if it's written explicitly in the Megillah, I don't need a clue in the pasuk that there are 2 days of Purim. That's obvious. Because the Megillah just told me. Right? So the clue in the pasuk must come to include extra days on top of that. What are the extra days? The days before. right? Ve'akasi mibayle zmano shel zeh loy kizmano shel zeh. So it says no, and that no, you need Zmanehem for something different. You need Zmanehem to teach us that your day of Purim is your day of Purim. Meaning, if you live in College Park, you read on the 14th, not on the 15th, right? And if you live in Yerushalayim, you read on the 15th and not on the 14th. I'm sorry?
Your College Park had a wall.
Did it? There you go. The Eruv has a tradition going back, you know?
Very long time.
Okay, so then he says, right? Don't we need to? We need the word Bezmanehem to teach us that the time that you're meant to read is the time you're meant to read, that you can't read in a different time, right? So it says, Im ken lima kmar zmanam, meis manehem, shmas mino kulhu. So then the pasuk says, the Gemara says, should have said, Zmanam, their time. Right? Why Zmanehem? To teach us both halachas. Both that you can't change the day that you're meant to read, right? Whatever day you're meant to read is the day you're meant to read, and that there's more than just 2 days. Yeah? By the way, even if there's an obvious problem, which we will get to, right? That even if there's more than 2 days, we haven't gone from 2 to 5. Right? 3 days before is still a lot. Right? So this is Ema Zmanim Tuva. So then the Gemara says, turn around and do it differently. Right? There can be, maybe there are lots of days. Right? You don't have to be so selective about which day you can read the Megillah. Right? Zmanehem Dumya Dizmanam Mazmanam Tre Af Zmanehem Tre Ve Ema Tresar Utlesar. So it says, maybe you'll say, no, Zmanehem will be similar to the Zmanam, right? And it'll only be 2 days before, and that would be the 12th and the 13th, but you can never read on the 11th. And we saw a case where you need to be able to read on the 11th, because the market day is on the 11th, right? It's the Thursday before the Sunday. Yeah? So how do you know that Zmanehem is not just intended to double the Zmanam, to add 2 extra days? It says, Kide Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Yud Gimel Zman kihila la kolhi veloy siratarich le ribuye hachanami yod gimul zman kihila kolhi veloy sarich le ribuye. Says yod gimul, says this is what Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said, that the 13th is a day when everybody's anyway getting together. Why are they getting together on the 13th?
Yes, fight war.
So, maybe Tainus Esther. We actually don't have a clear clue that there is such a thing as Tainus Esther Gemara.
Fair, right.
So maybe that's what it's talking about, but...
In the Megillah, it's the war.
Sorry?
In the Megillah, it would be the war.
Yeah, so you don't need to... Since the war was still going on the 13th, there is no need to explain that you can read the Megillah on the 14th, on the 13th. That's like, that there would be some time when it's conceivable that you would read the Megillah on the 13th, even if you're not really meant to, right? That's obvious, right? So you don't need to add... You don't need to add... say anything to make the 13th a day when you can read, right? That's what the Gemara is saying. An odd statement, but there you go. Right, so then the Gemara says, well, but then it says, Ve'ema shitzar reshivzar. It says, in that case, why not the 16th and 17th? Why am I taking days before? Why not days after? Right? For example, there are a lot of things that if they can't happen on the day, we'll do them after. A really good example is Tishbuf, right? Other tiniers. We don't bring tiniers early, except for, the one exception is Tainus Esther. Right, because Tainus Esther needs to be before Purim. Right? Since this is V'loi Ya'avor, Ksivs, this is one that says V'loi Ya'avor, and it wouldn't pass. Meaning, the day of Purim wouldn't pass without you having heard Megillah. So, obviously, the extra 2 days that we're adding could not be after Purim, because then the day of Purim would have passed. It would have to be before. Okay? Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Kraro Shmuel Ben Rahmani says that he said that the pasuk kayamim asher nachu b'ayam yodim yamim kayamim l'rabois yud aleph ve yud beis. Says Rav Shmuel Ben Rahmani said a different drasha. He says we should get it from kayamim asher nachu b'ayam yodim. The days would be like the days when the Jews rested after they were attacked by their enemies. Right. So. Like this should be similar to the original days, so it'll be the 11th and the 12th, says the Gemara. Okay? That's Ve'ema Tresar Veslesar, so maybe it'll be the 12th and 13th. Why are you saying the 11th and 12th? I'm not sure about Yitzchak, Yud Gimel, Zman Gila. Kali, the late Sarah Shleboya, and the Gemara gives the same answer. No, the 13th, because it was the day of Purim, right, does not require you do, it does not require any, it does not require a pasuk to explain that there might be a case where we can read it on the 13th, even though you're not really meant to. The Emar Sheet Sarah Sarah Gemara says, again, the same basic progression, right? Maybe the 16th and 17th. In that case, how do you know it's 2 days before? Maybe 2 days after. No, the pasuk says v'liyavor. The days of Purim cannot pass without us having heard Megillah. Therefore, any extra days when you would be able to read Megillah, theoretically, would have to be before, not after.
There's nothing we can do.
Rabbi Shimon bar Nachmani, my time, Rabbi Shimon bar Nachmani, Zman, Zmanam, Zmanim, Loi Mashmali. So why didn't Rabbi Shimon bar Nachmani say, agree Rabbi Yochanan and came from the pasuk Bismanihem? Because he didn't agree that we're going to darshan Zman to Zmanam to teach us that everybody has to read on their only on their day, and then Zmanihem teaches that there's two extra days. That was too much for him. Too much darshaning. Right? You agree with him? I think he's glad to have your haskama. Yeah. Rabbi JJ has spoken. Rav Shimon bar Ada, my time alay Amar Mikiyamim. Why did Rav Shimon bar Ada not say from Kayamim? Why did he not say from Kayamim? Or why did Rabbi Yochanan not say from Kayamim? Says Amar Lacha Hu Ledoros Hu Dichsev. Says no, that comes to teach us a different halacha that we have to do this for, you know, the future of the Jewish people. Right, that this is going to happen every single year. And not obvious it'll happen forever. Right? It was something that had to tell us that it was going to happen forever. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Yochanan Zudivrei Rabbi Kiva Set Simso the Dar Zman Zmanam Zmanehem Avachamrim Ein Koronoso Ella Bizmana. So Rabba Bar Bar Chana sent the name of Rabbi Yochanan. This was only the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Set Simso. Right, Rabbi Yochanan is often represented by the stem of the Mishnah, even when the halacha doesn't necessarily agree, or the majority opinion of Klamen was not in accordance with his. Why? For the simple reason that he was the rabbi of Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir was the rabbi of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So sometimes his opinions got accorded as dumb, but we don't pass them that way. Okay? It's not super common, but it does happen. Right? Both with Rabbi Meir's opinions and with Rabbi Akiva, and with Rabbi Akiva's opinions, it can happen. Okay? So the Gemara says, right, why? And he was the one who darshan zman zmanam zmanehem. He was the one who liked doing drashas in every single extra letter in the word. Right? And then he came up with this drasha, zman zmanam zmanehem. But chamim, they don't agree with him. Right? They think that you would only read on the 14th or the 15th, not on all these extra early days. Maisivei, so we have a response. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emes I bizman she'ashanim kesiku non Yisrael shorin al masam and aval bizman shazeh ho'il mistaklin ba ein korin ba ela bizmanah. So Rabbi Yehuda says, when is this Mishnah true? And you'll see how this is relevant to previous statement in a second, right? When is this Mishnah true? When we are in our land, when things are functioning as they are supposed to, when we have a base of Mikdash, when we are being Mekadish the Chodesh, right? And sending out messengers to everybody to let them know that that's happening. However, now, no. Now we only read Megillah at the correct time. We never read it early. Why? For the simple reason that people are looking at Megillah to know something else. What else? What a very important piece of information comes with immediately with the reading of the Megillah? Yeah, very good. Because the day after Megillah, we're going to start hearing Pesach. Yeah? So that's, people need to know that time, right? Since Purim, in addition to being Purim, provides a warning that Pesach is coming, it has to be on the correct day so that people know what day they're going to be doing Leila Seder. Says Rabbi Yehuda, leave the man. Who is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion according to? Ilema, leave the Rabbi Kiva, Philip Zmanzeh, Isala Haitakanta. So says Rabbi Yehuda, if he was according to Rabbi Kiva's opinion, right, that we dash and Zman Zmanam Zmanahim, right, then that would be true even now, because that drasha still exists, right? And some Bezdin that came after Anshik and Sagdullah can't change what they wrote. Yeah? Ella lava leave the rabbanim is man sha shanim kitman me Yisrael shuina the matan miha karina. Says that, wouldn't this mean that he's according to the opinion of Chachamim? He doesn't pass in like his Rebbe. He doesn't darshan zman zmanam zmanehem. Rabbi Yehuda is also talmud Rabbi Kiva, right? He doesn't pass in that way, right? Therefore, he thinks it's just a kind of derabanan, but there's no clue of it in the Megillah. Right, and therefore he thinks the substance of the original Takana is that it's only true when we have a Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah.
Right?
If it's not okay with the Yavid, obviously.
It says, Tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyufta. This is a conclusive proof against what Rabbi Yochanan said. Okay, says the Gemara.
Why only Rabbi Yochanan?
Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said that it was going to be, that this was only true according, that was only true according to Rabbi Akiva, but not according to Chachamim. We've just proven that Rabbi Yehuda must think it's true according to Chachamim.
Okay. That Rabbi Yochanan, not the Rabbi Yochanan of Siman Zmanam Zmanam.
Ah, very good. So, maybe, not clear, right? The Gemara is not a little bit ambiguous at that point. I was about to get there, but thank you for raising it, right? The Rabbi Yochanan said that only Rabbi Akiva would darshan Siman Zmanam Zmanam, but Chachamim wouldn't darshan that way. Because different Chachamim have different ways, different methods of how they darshan, and Rabbi Akiva is the one who really darshans every extra letter. Right? That's his style, but it's not everybody's style. Yeah? So Rabbi Yochanan says, based on the drasha that I suggested, it must be only Rabbi Akiva, not Chachamim. Yeah? So it might be that he's actually rejecting the entire opinion of Rabbi Yochanan and really going with Rabbi Shimon Bar Nochmani.
But if the problem is that if you had a drasha, the problem seems to be that if you have a drasha that says that it says that you should read on all these days, then that should apply regardless of.
I mean, you can always say it's not smarta, it's not really a drasha, like things like that. That could have been another response.
Okay. But either way, right, the second opinion of Rabbi Shimon Bar Nochmani is also bringing a drasha. So you could still apply the logic that if it's a drasha, then it should still apply now.
Interesting. I hear. I mean, what I said is true in Rishonim, but I'm not. That's an interesting point. I hadn't thought about it. Huh? Oh, yeah, that's it. Amar. Ikita Amar, Amar Rabbi Barchan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zud Rabbi Akiva, Sisinta, Bacham, Amru Bismana, Zeho, Mistaklin, Ba, and Korin, Ba, also Ella Bismana. And there are some people who said that Rabbi Barchan originally said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, right, that since we rely on Purim's task when Pesach is, we only read Megillah now in the correct time. He says, well, this will be the last sentence. Tani Namiyachi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Imasai, Bizman, Shashanim, Kisikunan, Yisrael Shmurin, Alam Vassan, Azman Azeh, who will be Sakhlin Ba, and Koronasa, Ella Bizmana. And therefore, we have a price. This is Rabbi Yehuda said this, right? That this is only true. When is this true? In a time when the Jews are in their land as they should be, and things are functioning as they should be, but now, because they're not, and people learn when to read Megillah, when to do Pesach based on the time of Megillah, so we only read Megillah at the correct time. Questions?